the coming one. In the midst of the turmoil of their grieving minds, Jesus spoke again to them. Like dawning rays of purest light, Jesus' words came stealing into the crushing darkness of their confusion and sorrow. I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter. He shall abide with you forever. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I am not going to leave you comfortless, abandoned like orphans. I will come to you again. John 14, verse 18. I'm going to pray to my Father, and he shall give you another Comforter. He will be with you while I am absent, one who will take my place. He will be to you all that until now I have been. You will feel neither abandoned nor orphaned when he comes, Jesus reassured them. Another in his place. What? What was this he was saying? Another Comforter just like Jesus, coming to live with them in Jesus' place? No. Not a king? Who then? A paraclete? A comforter? A helper to abide with them forever? They wondered. Just who might he be? What did Jesus' words mean? What would the Comforter be like? How would he manifest himself? How could anyone else ever be like our wonderful Jesus? His disciples questioned. They had learned to know him and love him so much these 3 years. Surely no one, no one could ever replace Jesus. His words that night only brought his followers small comfort, along with many perplexing questions. Oppressing sorrow continued to hold sway over their hearts. As many questions jumbled through their minds, Jesus continued to talk and explain the coming Comforter. In that wonderful conversation at the foot of Mount Olives, under the deep shadows of the olive trees, Jesus further revealed to them details concerning that other one coming from heaven in his place. He revealed many truths about the Comforter, the Paraclete, the one called alongside to help, even the Holy Spirit of God. In spite of their heavy sorrow, Jesus' words penetrated the wall of fear around their hearts. Though they could not understand him then, they could never forget his tender words of solace and comfort. Ever so softly and dimly, light from heaven began to illumine their deep darkness and grief. Jesus' steadfast faith, vibrating through his words, caused the disciples to feel that somehow all was not lost after all. In that darkest of all nights, Jesus, the eternal Son, and the second person of the Trinity, revealed to his disciples wondrous truths concerning the coming Comforter, the Holy Spirit, that wonderful third person of the Holy Trinity. No one, absolutely no one, knew the Holy Spirit like God, the Son, Jesus. Jesus, the living Word, standing under the awful shadows of the cross in the Garden of Gethsemane, revealed to his disciples the identity of the Paraclete. He told them why God was sending the Holy Spirit to earth and what his work was to be. His words, though strange and puzzling to their minds, were the eternal words of the Spirit. They penetrated their hearts in spite of the disciples' lack of understanding. The last words a loved one speaks just before death are held in high esteem by loved ones. How much more the last words of Jesus, the Savior, spoken to his little band of confused and hurting disciples. How precious they were to the bereaved loved ones. Just a few hours before he left them to become the crucified Paschal Lamb of God, Jesus revealed to the world the coming of the Paraclete. Veins of purest gold run throughout this priceless mine of the Olivet Discourse that Jesus shared with his disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane.